The word for today is God and your money, part 8. In John chapter 1 and verse 14 we read, "The word became flesh." Jesus came into the world for two reasons. First, to give you the greatest gift of all, eternal life. Second, to let you know he cares about every detail of your life. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's John 1, verse 14. In the Message, Eugene Peterson paraphrases it, "The word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighbourhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish." Roughly 20% of everything Jesus taught had to do with your finances, your job, and your earthly needs. He cares. And when you can't make ends meet, the Bible says in Philippians 4 verse 19, God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. When your business is going under, his promise is, "I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit," Isaiah 48 verse 17. God cares about the burden you're carrying today. So if your needs aren't being met, reevaluate your understanding of your Heavenly Father. Have you even discussed your finances with him? How about the purchase of your home? Did you feel the inner confirmation of the Holy Spirit that the timing was right? Have you been tithing, sowing into God's kingdom and expecting a harvest in return? Seed sown in good ground always produces a harvest, and faith is the magnet that pulls the harvest into your life. The word for you today is, God loves you and wants to bless every area of your life. And that's the word for today on UCB.